BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Sally, I'm 20, and I'm from Macclesfield. You might not know this, but I've been shouted at by Jeremy Kyle. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hiya, Sally.
Hi.
Very jealous that you've been to the Jeremy Kyle show.
Most people are.
Oh, we've been wanting to do this for ages, haven't we, Chris? We never got around to it.
Yeah.
Was it a really fun day out?
Oh my God, yeah, it was so fun. And people always think that the people aren't real, but they are when you get there.
Is it true that, she pretended to be your dad? Why are you letting her decide that? I thought you were supposed to be the man, or are you, in fact, an amoeba?
Love him.
I love that one.
I love Kyle. He was on the show not too long ago, and he just started shouting at me.
Who is this idiot?
It was such an honour.
He's good at that. He shouted at me for not having a job as well, because I was in that state between college and university. So when he asked me if I had a job, and I said no, I mean, he didn't tell me time to say it's because I'm going to university.
What did he say
he
to you?
Yelled. He was just like, oh, so you don't do anything, you don't have a job.
But hang on, you weren't on the show, you weren't one of the subjects on the show, you were in the audience, right?
Yeah, I was in the audience.
And he just picked on you?
Yeah, he just loves to yell at people.
I have got better things to do, like cutting my toenails.
I love Kyle.
I am standing in a lady's toilet. I'm supposed to be in a television show, right?
So many classics.
I still don't understand why Jeremy Kyle turned on you as an audience member. What did you do?
Me neither. I'm
did you look
really
at him the wrong way?
Yeah, I think so. I think he just takes on the opportunity.
But what an honour for you. You must be like me. Getting Jeremy Kyle to have a go at you is a fantastic honour. I know as a student myself it was an amazing moment in my life.
It is quite special.
Who were you with that day?
My sister.
Did he have a go at her too?
No, actually.
Just you? Okay. What was the subject on the show the day you were there?
It was, does my fiancé's mum hate me because we're lesbians?
You picked a brilliant episode there. You lucked out.
It was. It was awesome.
That is a good one.
And why did Kyle bring you into it then?
Well, because me and my sister dressed as twins and we're blatantly not.
Why did you do that?
Because we were told, if we want to be on TV, as in one of the people they point the camera at and stay on for a while, then we'd have to stand out.
Yeah. What, do you wear identical clothes?
Yeah.
Just so you could be on TV?
Yeah, pretty much. And then it backfired, because when we were on TV, it had that headline under it.
Oh, no, what, the strap line was underneath you?
Yeah. So as soon as I put the picture on Facebook...
So there's a picture of you and your sister dressed identically...
Mm-hmm.
And what does it say underneath you on the screen?
Does my fiancé's mum hate me because we're lesbians?
This is classic.
Really unfortunate.
It didn't go well, that,
did
it?
If I had seen that before I put it on Facebook, then I wouldn't have put it up.
Shut up right now and point the camera at me!
Oh, I jumped a bit then.
He's bringing it all back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Sally, it's really good to speak to you today.
Okay, you too.
Thank you very much for introducing the
show.
Great. Love you, bye.
You're welcome. Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Chris?
Yes, very good, thank you.
I'm so rubbish at talking to girls when they announce they're pregnant, I've decided.
Oh, God, what have you said?
This happened with Sarah Cox, too, when she was last pregnant. I get so far into the conversation, and then I just say the wrong thing.
Well...
I just can't do it. I don't know why I can't say the right thing.
So I take it you're meaning Fern by this. You've gone up to Fern and had a chat with her,
yeah, I'm
right?
So pleased for her. I'm thrilled, right? But I just... So I go in and see Fern just before the show. And I'm like, hi, congratulations. And we have a massive big hug. It's all going well. Mm. And I'm like, oh, I'm so pleased for you. I really am. And then I said, this is where it started to go wrong. Up the duff then, eh?
Oh, God, don't say that.
And then I went... It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's not unbelievable. And then I went, so, how far gone are you?
Yeah, brilliant.
She went, 3 months. But I could tell that she was thinking, this is slightly inappropriate.
When I walked in this morning, I obviously went up and said, you know, hiya, congratulations.
I imagined you'd also be bad at this.
Yeah, and my last line to her was, have a good one. And it was like, what?
But there is that thing of, like, once you've said congratulations,
yeah,
then what do you say?
I've got no chat from there on in.
No, I don't. And that's when I say things like, up the duff then, eh? Just really awkward for everyone.
Mm. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Scott.
So you've been on Jeremy Kyle as well?
Yeah, obviously.
What happened?
We went on, and we were in the front row, as in, like, 1A, seat 1A. Mm. And the show that we was on was I Thought You Were Dead, and then I saw you on this show. I can't remember what it was. I think someone had pretended to be dead to stop paying for his kids or something, and then went on for some other reason, and his ex-wife was like, oh, you're not dead.
So, sorry, have you got a screen grab of you in the audience with that tagline?
Yeah.
And what were you...
Looking dead
what
was... miserable. I wasn't aware of the camera, so we looked really miserable and depressed.
Right, so you look really bored and miserable, and the headline below you is...
I thought you were dead until I saw you on this show. I have it, like, blown up poster size in my bedroom as
do
well.
You? Of course you do.
I would as well, definitely.
It looks really cool.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We have a properly stressed out Chris again today. You know how he takes lunch very seriously. Today, the place where he goes for lunch, they hadn't put their menu on Twitter. He went bonkers.
Well, up until about half an hour ago.
Well, it can't be the same menu as yesterday. This is ridiculous.
Well, no, this is the problem. They then put up yesterday's menu. And I don't mean to be ridiculous about this, but even...
But you are being ridiculous about this, and every day you're being ridiculous about it, and the constant talk of food at lunchtime is, told you yesterday, boring me!
Well, I know, I think there's a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people have been sending me pictures of their lunch, which I love to see.
Yeah.
Because I just think it's an underrated part of the day. Generally, I really enjoy it.
You go into a rage when it's not going your way.
It's really important part of the day for me. Might not be for you, but it's for me.
I don't understand why you get so worked up about it, that's all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Rihanna, do you have to wear that poncho? It's spoiling the fun.
I love this poncho, it's amazing.
I know you bought it on your holiday in Devon.
And I bought it just for this show.
But you're wearing a lovely outfit, like you look really summery today, and I feel that you're covering it up.
Last time I wore this top, I think you made an inappropriate comment.
No,
and
I didn't.
So that's hence the poncho.
Yeah, but the poncho's still see-through.
I just prefer you to take it off. That's just me.
Thanks, Scott.
So, innuendo bingo coming next with Rihanna, who someone on my Twitter has just described as saucy.
Oh, nice. Love it.
Saucy. And Chris is here.
Yeah.
Are you ready to play?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is innuendo bingo.
Lots of people very excited about Thursday's innuendo bingo. Hello, if you're watching on the Radio 1 website now, look, you can see us. And it will take your excitement to the next level if you do watch at bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're on the cameras now, so get involved. If you're at work, just thinking, oh, I might just have a little cheeky look at the Radio 1 website, they won't notice, it'll be fine. Jodie Peters is about to play innuendo bingo in the garden. She's on Twitter. Gwen Davis is watching innuendo bingo for the first time ever today. You will enjoy it more if you watch it. Also, we've got Josh, who says, I'm so excited, waited all day for this. Innuendo bingo makes the day go faster, fact, says Kate. And Zoe Forbes is sunbathing in her garden and ready for the bingo. Okay, so Chris is here.
Yes.
Just in his normal clothes.
Yep.
Rihanna is in that poncho that she insists on wearing from Devon.
I think it just has special, you know, I have some attached to it.
Yeah, it's different to Tuesday, though, because she's actually wearing very little under the poncho, which is see-through. So it's a weird one, this. Although I will be aiming, it's obviously just going to hit the poncho, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
But I did get quite wet on Tuesday.
Yeah. Are you wearing anything on your bottom half, Rihanna?
Yes.
All right, it just doesn't look at... okay, cool. Sorry, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
It's also, just on the other camera angle, it just doesn't look like... You just looks like your legs are covered in plastic.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time, probably.
No. Indeed.
A small point of information as well. A Tuesday was probably my favourite innuendo bingo ever.
Everyone loved that you just gave up practically, didn't you?
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Do you know what? I was looking at the video yesterday and it had something like 800 views on YouTube, and today it's nearly 6,000.
No.
Yeah, it's gone massively up.
They love seeing you ruined, Chris.
Yeah. So we've got some good ones today. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's play Thursday's innuendo bingo. It's the highlight of the day for many. Okay.
Ready?
Compliment comes in already for Rihanna. You make a sack look great.
That is a compliment.
Thanks. Who was that from?
That's from Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Okay. So there's already been a little bit of spitting. Here we go. Surprisingly, we're back at the Olympics again. I don't know what we're going to do next week. And Steve Cram absolutely loves the Olympics. He gets very excited.
The sun is out. Some of us have come in our shorts today, and there are one or two people taking the mickey.
Straight out there for Chris.
The sun is out. Some of us have come in our shorts today, and there are one or two people taking the mickey.
The end bit's even better.
Yes, Cram.
Okay. More water, please. I can tell this is going to be a good one already. Just warming up. Emma in Wiltshire, thanks for spotting this. Back to the Olympics now. And Brendan... What? It's funny. Why are you doing that water feature thing with your face?
Chris's face. Sorry. Carry on.
Fill your cheeks.
Uh-huh.
Here, Brendan Foster reveals a little bit too much about Seb Coe. Here we go.
And there they are, probably talking about what tactics do you think they should use. Roger always liked a pacemaker, and Seb was very happy to come from behind.
Rihanna's lost it. Chris is gone. There we are.
Seb was very happy to come from behind.
Okay. Bit wet there, Rihanna?
Only a bit. Got really
going
wet.
Well so far?
She keeps doing this weird thing with her legs. So I don't know if it's a distraction technique or something. But it's like sort of keeps
I'm
leaning back.
I'm just excited.
Back. Right. Ready?
Now, you know, Chris, that you love lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Livesey on Five Live loves it even more, I think.
43 kilometres on a bike and then a 10K
run. Very many. Very many.
Yeah. I toss them off in my lunch break. Not...
Oh. Rihanna. little bit of spillage there.
Yeah.
All right,
did
everyone?
We just get each other in the face then?
Chris, you don't know that wet yet.
I'm getting there.
I tossed them off in my lunch break, not.
Okay.
I need a towel.
Now, more water, please.
This poncho is rubbish.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Dan in Sleaford, give yourself some points. 250 for spotting this, because we're using your clip. Tell you what, swimmers, they don't mess around.
They just turn over, just squirt one in the mouth and then get on with it.
More words, please.
Oh, this is definitely going to be a day when I have to redo my makeup.
Oh. Hang on.
A mascara's
Sorry.
Running.
Oh. My eyes.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
And they just turn over, just squirt one in the mouth and then get on with it.
Well held. Thought I'd catch out of that a second time, but I don't think I did. Now, Rebecca sent this one in, and the man they're talking about here may want to have this as his ringtone.
Mark Perry.
What? What are you doing, Rihanna? I haven't even played it.
Sorry, Chris is giving me a very challenging look.
Okay.
All right, sorry.
It doesn't even come out in one go. It just goes... Oh, it did then.
It's gone on Rihanna's head.
Oh, it's so wet.
Yeah.
Your poncho is rubbish, you're right. It's not doing anything.
It's really not. I am soaking.
Come on.
Have we even heard the end of that clip?
No.
Oh, not even got there. So yeah, I think he wants this as his ringtone.
Mark Perry is the British Open Water Performance Director. He's the man with a big pole.
Chris is gone. This is what his ringtone would sound like.
He's the man with a big pole. 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 He's the man with a big pole.
Remix.
You're enjoying that way too much.
Okay. Emma from Reading sent the next one in. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Water, please.
Mm-hmm. Ready.
Hello, if you're watching at home on the Radio 1 website. Hello. It is really good when you watch. Watch us now. Okay. Chris's favourite.
Another group of cyclists. There's a...
Come on, guys.
I'm not going to get to do this.
You will. You both went...
We knew it was coming.
Come on.
Another.
Let's try and get through this.
Come on.
Another group of cyclists. There's a red helmet. There's a purple helmet.
You can't cope.
Another group of cyclists. There's a red helmet. There's a purple helmet.
Oh, this is awful.
All right, more water. Let's move this along.
Brilliant.
Here's a good one. Moving away from the Olympics now.
Oh, what?
Alan sent this one in. And Greg James here getting confused by some dancers.
Where are you both from?
London. I'm from London.
And I'm from Manchester.
Okay, cool. Headmistress Laura, Brazilian.
They look as Brazilian dancers.
Are you in any way Brazilian?
Chris is gone.
Are you in any way Brazilian?
He must have known.
Good one, bro. Greg.
Are you in any way Brazilian?
Okay, ready? More water.
Oh, running out.
It's all pooling in my lap.
Oh. Got a few to get through yet.
Oh, really?
Chris is.
It's a bumper edition, this.
You're drenched.
People are loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. Now, can anyone remember... Come on. Can anyone remember the name of that statue?
The boy with his finger in the dike.
Chris.
Oh, my God.
It's so wet.
What statue was that?
It was
the boy with his finger in the dike.
How did I not notice?
Come on, love, get it together.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no. Okay. Right, think. Think of something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Over to Woman's Hour now. Jeff off of Dorset sent this one in. They ask very personal questions.
I just have to ask, 80 next month, divorced for 50 years. Have you ever stuffed a mushroom?
Have I ever?
Ever stuffed a mushroom?
Yes, she knows.
We had that ages ago.
Have you ever stuffed a mushroom?
It's worse. It's worse when you know what's coming.
Mm. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the good thing about Women's Hour is they do get quite honest answers.
Oh, I wouldn't do it on principle, but I have been very much attacked for trying to stop women stuffing mushrooms. I can assure anybody who's listening, they have my permission to stuff as many mushrooms as they want.
Right, this is getting out of control.
A mess.
You are a mess.
Rihanna, you need to adjust yourself under your poncho right now.
Which way?
So,
not on camera.
So many people are watching this in their offices.
Sorry, Chris.
Right, let's carry on. More water, please.
Oh, God.
Ryan in Belfast, thank you for this. Do you know what? It's not easy being Justin Bieber.
You know, there's that balance and trying to keep your head on straight and stay humble. And when you got so many people tugging at you, it can be hard.
Okay. Aww. Not long to go now, everyone. We can make it through.
Oh, God, these jeans. They're a write-off.
So many people are watching for the first time today and just... Where have you been? We've been doing this for a while. It's good, isn't it?
I love how your jeans are so wet. Sorry.
Ready? Now, Jamie and Leeds spotted this. Did Holby City do this on purpose?
She deserved it.
Yes, but I didn't. I asked you just this once for a favour.
And I asked you for a favour, but you were too busy showering Mother Courage with comfort.
I think they might have.
You were too busy showering Mother Courage with kumquats. And
yes, kumquats.
They're on, aren't they?
Get in the kumquats.
Okay, one more. Here we go.
One more.
Wait, wait.
A nice big lot of water, please.
Oh, God, I'm so wet.
Oh. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
It's the new Go On Pigs.
Yes!
Every time. Oh, Rihanna, go and have a lie down.
Cover up.
Cover up. Get yourself changed.
I'll just pour it over my kumquats.
And that was Thursday's epic innuendo bingo. How good was that? Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Back on Tuesday.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says, another thing you shouldn't say. This is from Ben. Don't say, well done.
Yes.
Yeah, really well done.
I'm just thinking, there's very few things you can actually say, isn't there?
Well, you can say, I'm really thrilled for you. I said all that, but then I went into weird, I didn't know what to say next. How do you close off that conversation? What did you say?
I said, I'd finish it with, have a good one. Which,
like, that's all so bad.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, congratulations. Have a good one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
But Born This Way.
Lady Gaga and Born This Way on BBC Radio 1.
It's a bit weird for me hearing that.
Why?
Oh, well, because of last night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure whether we should talk about it.
I think it's fine. We put it on Twitter last night.
Well, not in any detail.
No, well, some people put pictures on there, but that's another thing. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, well, last night I asked Chris to come around to my house and he didn't really know what it was for. I just said that we were doing some filming.
You came up to me yesterday morning and said, have you got a couple of hours tonight? I'll buy you a couple of beers and I'll get a takeaway and I'm filming something. And you just left it. You made it sound like it was just an easy thing. I turn up there and then go home afterwards.
It was easy.
A couple of beers.
It was easy.
Now, in the cab to your house, we were with these people who were sort of organising the filming.
Yeah.
And they turn round to me. One of them turns round to me and goes, Chris, I'm really really grateful that you agreed to do this. I didn't think you would. And at that point, you were in the front seat. I looked over to you and all of a sudden you take your phone out and pretend like you can't hear what's going on.
I was like, la, 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 la. Sometimes I find it's best for people not to know what's going on before they arrive because then they'll say no.
Well, yes. but that's their choice, Scott.
So I do appreciate you doing that last night. Do you want to say what you had to do when you got there? For the filming?
I'm hoping for one reason or another it never comes out. But needless to say, I don't want to do anything like it again.
Look,
I suppose I've got to say now, because this all sounds worse than...
You're making it sound a lot worse than it actually was. Look, all you did was dress up as Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
Using a kind of tight white thing from a cheap shop. And we are trying to recreate the Lady Gaga costume that she won at the Brit Awards a couple of years ago when we interviewed her, which almost was like a swimming costume.
Mm.
So, and then the headpiece looked quite like cotton wool. So we just bought a lot of cotton wool and piled that on your head and then gave you a mask.
Yes.
Almost like one of those masks that people wear at balls.
Yes.
You know?
Well,
I thought you looked good. I know you're worried about the...
I'm really worried about this
down
one.
That area. But you, honestly, I gave you my shorts to wear underneath. Well, There's absolutely nothing to worry about at all.
It's not just that. I think I'm worried about my next visit to the pub when this video comes out.
Well, if it's not about your mates.
Well, I'm never... Basically, next time you ask me to film something with you, it's never happening again.
It was... We had some wine and some supermarket pizzas.
Yep.
They go really hard, don't they, really quick? Like, once they go cold, you can't eat them.
Oh,
you have to get a chisel on them.
The supermarket ones.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like...
Nice when they're hot.
Yeah. As soon as they go cold, not eatable. Mm. Not edible, even. One of those girls that was with us as well, who was filming, I was like, do you want some pizza? She's like, no. Do you want some pizza? No. I don't really like pizza.
Yeah.
What's that about? Who doesn't like pizza?
I don't know.
I'm not sure I could be friends with someone that didn't like pizza. The Scott Mills Daily. It's nearly time.
I'm so excited about next week.
Me too. It's Radio 1, Fun and Film Cabaret. I am now so excited, I might wee. It's happening next week in Edinburgh. We are putting on four nights of cabaret for you. There'll be music. There'll be comedy. There'll be some really weird acts, the likes of which you've never seen before, and you'll be able to see it all. 11 p.m. every night next week. Watch it on the Radio 1 website and also on the BBC Red Button Live. Make sure you put a reminder in your phone or in your digital watch if people still have those. Are they still on?
You are guaranteeing filth as well, right?
Definite 100% filth. 11 till 12 every night next week. Make a note of it. So... We have announced Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday's lineups, which are looking mighty fine. Now, here is the lineup for the final Fun and Filth Cabaret next Thursday night in Edinburgh.
The boy with tape on his face.
What? The boy with tape on his face?
Yes. Have you seen him?
I've heard of him.
He is literally a bloke with tape on his face. He's like the one that doesn't speak. And he is hilarious.
Oh, yes, yes, I know the one you mean. Yeah, that's brilliant.
You do have to see this guy, he's really good. Also, on Thursday...
Stushy! Daddy,
love those girls?
Yes!
And they are going to be performing a very special song for us. You won't have heard or seen this song before. I can't tell you what it is yet, but I can guarantee... that you will absolutely love it. They've got something quite special planned.
You've already had some sort of filthy nights out with them already, haven't you?
Yeah, they got pictures of me.
In compromising positions, right?
Yeah. I hope they bring their pink stushy wagon.
Yes.
Because they travel about in that all the time. Anyway, we'll be nice to them because remember, they do have incriminating pictures. And they're going to do something real nice for us next week in Edinburgh. I can't wait for that.
They're going to be so much fun, aren't they?
Very excited.
As there's extra filth this year and it's late at night, can we not put this incriminating photo up on the big screen?
Absolutely not.
When they're performing or something?
No, there's more than one as well.
No, I think this has to happen.
What, like a slideshow?
This is the perfect time.
That could be their act.
Oh my God, this is amazing. I'm going to make that happen.
They could do the song and then the slideshow afterwards of the photos of me. No, that is not going to happen.
It is going to happen.
Those photos will never be released.
They will and
they won't because
I'll
get to them first.
Just to check, these photos are you and... Is it one other person or two?
One other person.
Right.
On a boat.
We can pixelate them. Is it male or female?
Female.
Female?
Yeah.
Female?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can pixelate her face. I'm going to...
You can't really see her face anyway.
I'm going to get in touch with Stucci. I'm going to get this picture and... I've got all sorts of wrong images in my head right now.
Next...
The Posh Radio 4 Lady.
Aww. Aww. You see, a lot of people get the Posh Radio 4 Lady wrong. Just because she reads the news on Radio 4 and does the shipping forecast, don't mean she don't know how to party.
Was she the other one in this photo?
Absolutely not, no.
Definitely not?
No, our relationship is purely professional, it always has been. But on Thursday night, you are going to see the Posh Radio 4 Lady like you have never seen her before. See, she's done music before, if you remember this.
No, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do, the things you do, remind me of my Lexus coup. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. Give me that toot toot, and let me give you that beep beep. running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 20 foes, while they say on the radio, this is the remix to Ignition.
So she's no stranger to the world of music.
Yeah.
Can I play one more?
Oh, go on.
You know it's the bomb, diggy diggy, when we get jiggy. Let me piggyback ride on it all night long while I'm singing my song. All through the hoodie hoodie, wanna get that goody goody. You know it's the bomb, diggy diggy, bomb, bomb, diggy. Can I get some of your bomb, diggy, jelly, jelly, goody, chocolate, puddy? Wanna get a little bit of your goody goody, goody goody.
So that's next Thursday, Posh Radio 4 Lady, as you've never seen her before. Next... Yes.
Puppies?
Yes. There's three of them. They do sketch comedy and they are truly brilliant. They're the best. You will love them. Puppies are going to be on.
Do you mean Matthew, Ben and Tom?
Yes, and you've just looked that up.
I have, yes. I won't lie.
But that is them, and yes, they are there next Thursday and they're really, really good.
I've just gone on their website. They've got a lot of stars.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Five stars from actually everyone.
Five stars all the way, they are. Next...
Greg James.
Greg loves getting involved in the cabaret. Apparently he does have an idea of what he's going to perform already.
Oh, wow. I mean, is this going to be Gay and Alan take two?
I don't know whether they're involved this year, but what I do like about Greg is he thinks about his act and he does take it very seriously and he spends time on it. Last year, Greg dressed up in balloons while two people called Gay and Alan rang bells to the tune of Calvin Harris and Dappy popped the balloons. Come the bells.
They're making love with the bells.
I remember that so
I don't
vividly.
Think it, I don't think it mattered that they weren't in time. So Greg's got something planned already. Plus, there is a top comedian that we can't announce at the moment, which I'm very excited about.
Are you going to give a clue?
Nope.
Oh, I really want to know now.
I know, but
this
I'm
is annoying.
There's a lot to get through on Thursday. That is a brilliant, brilliant lineup. And there's one more as well. Our special guest host...
Phaser!
Yes, Phaser, you're coming to Edinburgh.
I am indeed. Hey! I cannot wait, mate. It's going to be so funny. It's going to be such a laugh, man. I can't wait for this.
You have no idea what to expect, do you?
No, not at all. People have been telling me stories, what to expect and whatnot, but I've made my own assumptions and I think it's just going to be a hilarious night.
It'll be one of the funniest nights you'll have this year, I promise you that.
I'm going to keep you there.
Last time, Daffy didn't want to leave.
Oh, seriously? It's one of those ones?
Yeah, he did miss his flight.
Oh,
he was like,
tell me that.
He's like, I'm not getting on the plane, I'm not getting on the plane. It's like, you need to get on the plane. He didn't have anywhere to stay, so he ended up spooning with Grimmy. And then...
I can't believe you're saying this.
lovely.
And then wearing my clothes. And then... I think they're top and tailed. And then they went shopping the next day in Edinburgh. We can't let this happen to you, Phaser.
All right, well, I'll try my best to make sure I catch that plane. But if the night's monumental, like you say it's going to be, I cannot be responsible for my actions.
You just got to kind of relax and enjoy it and let the stuff happen around you. It's going to be excellent. There's going to be comedy, there's going to be music, there's going to be weird people.
Whoop, whoop. I cannot wait. I'm over the moon. I'm well excited now. You lot got me... proper
answer
this now, like, oi, bring it on.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. This is Nick Grimshaw.
Hi.
If you watch on the website now, because you can, at bbc.co.uk/radio1, it's wearing a lovely shade of blue.
It's good, isn't it, this
really
jacket,
good
yeah.
jacket, yeah. Now, we've just announced Phaser as the guest host for next Thursday, the final Fun and Filth Cabaret. Did you not know that?
I didn't know that. No, that's very exciting.
look, a genuine surprise.
Genuine excitement. Oh, that's good. I love Phaser.
Yeah, and he literally laughed for 2 minutes like this.
So yeah, he's amazing.
He's going to be.
We're going to have fun with him.
He's going to be a lot of fun. I think he might be as much fun as Dappy was last year. That was the highlight for me.
Yes.
When we had to swap shirts and then you end up going shopping with him.
Yeah, and we had a McDonald's breakfast.
I know. Happy times.
Great sleep around Dappy's. Dappy meals.
So today we've got... thank you. Dan is not on fire, and amazing Phil, who've been brilliant as our talent scouts.
Hello.
Thank you.
And we're about to see live on their webcams two more acts that really want to perform on our show in Edinburgh next week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Some people are saying, well, how do I get tickets for this fun and filth cabaret? If you're in Edinburgh next week, listen to the show between 1 and 4 and we'll tell you where you have to go get them.
Okay.
That was... not you.
Oh.
You'll be there anyway.
Okay, I'll be there.
Like, you're hosting it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Do I need a ticket?
No, not really. No. You might have to have some kind of lanyard. Mm-hmm. I love a lanyard.
I like a lanyard, yeah.
Coldplay.
What do you do with them afterwards? Paradise. Do you throw them out or pop them on your
keep
fridge?
Keep them. Not on the fridge, but I keep them. I've got a drawer.
Okay. Have you do not? You? Yeah. A lanyard drawer.
Yeah.
Is it organised or is it all a mess?
It's all a mess. I've got...
How often do you visit the lanyard drawer?
I just have a look sometimes and just... Because sometimes I want to know what the big weekend lineup was in 2003.
Uh-huh.
So I just look through them.
I put them on my fridge.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like sticky passes.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time to see two more acts that really want to show what they can do in Edinburgh next week via webcam on the Fun and Filth Cabaret. You can watch this too at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's Phil and Dan, and who have we got as our first person?
Well, today we've got a round of musical talent, which is quite exciting.
Yes, okay. It is the musical day today, and two very different sides of the world of musical talent, you could say, but it's going to be quite exciting.
We had like 300 singing auditions, and this is the best person, I think.
Yeah, like so many people that were like, oh, talent, I can sing. Like, we were wading through a sea of acoustic guitars and bad Beyonce impressions, and this is the person that rose from the depths like a shining beacon.
So
it
you've
gone through a lot to get to this point.
Yes, yes.
Okay. To this moment,
a pinnacle,
which is Jamie Willetts, who is 17 from Wales.
All right, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
We can see you, and so can you if you go to computer. How are you? You right?
Okay. Yeah.
Are you? Where are you in your house?
I'm in my bedroom.
Okay. Whereabouts in Wales?
In South Wales, in Pontypridd.
Pontypridd, okay.
Who's on your T-shirt?
Is it?
It's the Joker.
I'm repping the Joker.
Oh, it's the Joker. There we go.
Who did you think it was?
I have no idea.
It was Fern.
So, what are you going to do for us?
I'm doing a cover of Chris Brown's Don't Wake Me Up.
A cover of Chris Brown, Don't Wake Me Up. Okay. In what way is it different to his?
It's sort of an acoustic version.
Lovely.
Slowdown.
Okay, well, we're ready whenever you are.
Sorry?
We're ready. We're ready whenever you are.
Take it away.
Okay, thank you.
Here we go. Watch this on the website now.
Too much light in this window. Oh, don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I was a mystery man, yeah. About your lips, don't wake me up, don't wake me up, don't wake me, don't wake me up, don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me.
Oh, yeah.
Clap, clap, clap. Wow.
Really amazing.
That was soulful.
That was lovely.
That was soulful. That was very soulful. Very soulful. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone said, that's Ben Howard, isn't it? No.
No, it's not. Ben.
No. Thank you very much. We'll see what the listeners say, and we'll come to our decision after we've seen our next act. And maybe we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Woo.
Thanks, Jamie. Bye.
Thank you, Jamie.
That was amazing. Oh,
really good.
Soul at peace.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Who have we got next, Dan and Phil?
We've got something a little bit different now.
Yeah, this is possibly the most impressive talent we've seen yet. This probably took years of training.
Right, so you've saved this till last.
Yes, yeah. This is on a whole different level.
You're not ready.
So anything you could even comprehend, this needs to be seen. And, so up next we have Ella, 14, from Brighton, and her glamorous assistant, Eve.
Hello, Ella and Eve.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you in your house in Brighton at the moment?
Yeah.
And I see there's some painting going on. You could have got into somewhere that was a bit more decorated.
No, it's my school where I'm parked.
I quite like it. It's arty.
Yeah, it does look arty. It's very Brighton, isn't it?
Very Brighton.
It's very Brighton.
Yeah, yeah, you know, just a quick trip down the lanes, yeah. So, what do you do, please?
I make my eyebrows dance.
You make your eyebrows dance?
And what does your assistant do?
She plays maracas to the music.
So, oh, yes.
When you're not doing this on the internet, do you do this just to entertain each other?
No.
Is this an act that you do a lot?
Well, not really.
It's just something that you know you can do, right?
Yeah.
And you'd like to be on the Fun and Filth Cabaret next week, so you could say that you performed in Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Ella and Eve. I've got your music. Because, to be honest, if I could make my eyebrows dance, it would be to the song Undercover Martin by Two Door Cinema Club.
I don't think I can do it very well.
So that's definitely what we're going to play for you. So I'll count you in, and then let's see what you can do. Watch this on the Radio 1 website now. It's live. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes!
Wow.
That was... I really hope you were watching that on the website.
The epitome of talent,
that
I think.
That is so good. When did you first realise, Ella, that you had such a talent?
A couple of years ago, when I was 11, is when the Cadbury's eyebrow dancing advert came out.
Oh, yeah.
And I like tried doing it because all my friends were trying and I could do it and they couldn't.
It's incredible.
I was
You've got some real good moves there.
And it also, I like you because you look like you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, the maracas were just
amazing. I like the concentration involved, like.
How much training was involved for the maracas? Did you have to go to like a maraca training academy in Tibet or something? Like, yes, oh, okay.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
Serious business. Yeah.
All right, so we've got Jamie who sung that cover of Chris Brown, and we've got the amazing Ella who can make her eyebrows dance, and Eve who plays a mean maraca.
Oh yes.
And in a minute we will decide who goes through and performs at the Edinburgh Festival on webcam next week. So we'll speak to you in a minute, all right? Hopefully.
Bye.
Goodbye. Okay,
bye. Bye now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so Dan and Phil, what are our listeners saying about Jamie, first of all?
Well, Emily said, wow, Jamie was brilliant.
And we got one here that says, he has an amazing voice, sounds like Ed Sheeran from Andy Crow driving his tractor in Surrey.
Thank you, Andy. And what about Ella and her friend Eve?
James and Amy said that half the country are now attempting her eyebrow dance and failing hard.
Mm-hmm. I like to think that. Yeah. And Annabelle and Diana say that they're now proud to say they come from Brighton.
Wow.
So there we go.
They weren't before. And now
they hated it before.
That just did it.
And now...
They used to say Hove.
Yeah.
But now...
Just outside of Brighton, actually. Yeah.
Me and Grimmy have come to a decision.
Yes.
Let's talk about Jamie, first of all. I thought he had a stunning voice.
Yeah, he sounded amazing. He really did. I was waiting for something weird to happen because that's what's happened all week. But his talent was, I'm just great at singing.
Yeah.
I liked it because he made a Chris Brown song, Bearable.
Yep. you like Beautiful People.
Yeah, I do like Beautiful People.
Thank you. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Why do you know that weird fact about me?
I don't know. I just liked it because I also was expecting some kind of gimmick, but there wasn't. It was kind of straight up. Uh-huh. I like it. Very nice. Ella and Eve.
Yes.
Concentration face.
The concentration face was incredible. I like what the top of the face is doing in contrast to the bottom of the face.
Yeah.
Bottom, not fun. Top fun.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
I'm saying great maracas.
Great maracas. I've never heard maracas being played out of tune so well. Out of time, sorry.
I definitely can't do that with either of my eyebrows.
No. But I'd like to.
Try it now. Loads of people will be trying this now. No, I can't do it.
Amazing scenes.
Some people can just do one eyebrow, but to do both, that's incredible.
I can't do either.
And I feel a bit sorry for them because there's no other show. Like, with... With Jamie, he could easily go on The Voice or X Factor, mm-hmm. the shows for him, but unless they ever do Eyebrow Idol, these girls are never going to get a look.
It's not going to happen, is it?
So partly out of pity, we've made our decision, and because no one else will have them, Ella and Eve are through! And
well done.
It was just the... Do you know what? It's exactly the kind of weird act we're looking for.
Exactly.
At the Fun and Filth Cabaret. That's mm-hmm. what it's all about. So you will join the lineup next week from probably from the same doorway that you're in at the moment.
Yeah. We like the door.
Yay!
Are you happy?
We'll try and put some paint on it.
Yeah, right. yeah. Just jazz it up a bit for the actual main show. You
sequins.
Know?
Yeah, glittery, but it's more showbiz.
All right, Ella and Eve, you did really, really well, and we will see you next week on your webcam on the Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Right, it's going to happen now, isn't it? That's
yes.
it.
We've official.
Got, we've done
we've
it.
Got all our four webcam acts. Thank you so much to
That's
Dan
okay.
and Phil.
You're welcome.
We'll
you.
See you in Edinburgh next week as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see you
yes.
in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Oh. What's occurring?
Are you ready for Oh, What's Occurring?
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't. I was just gossiping with Chris.
Sorry.
We were Googling.
Share it with the class.
Well, my favourite athlete at the moment is Louis Smith.
Yes,
so,
right, so I typed in Google
I
Louis
I'm
Smith.
I'm also a fan.
I typed in Google Louis Smith, spelled L-O-I-S.
That's Lois.
When you type in that, you there's this... It's full of pictures of this elderly lady that I've never seen before.
That's
no,
not the
I've
one.
I've never seen her.
Click
not
Louis
the one.
Smith and you get the athlete that
you
both...
Why are you such a fan, Nick?
I just like the way he pummels.
Mm.
Good.
And but he needs to sort that hair right
also,
out.
Also, I got a birthday card from him today.
What?
Because Chloe...
It's a signed picture of you.
Yeah, but it's still a birthday card. It says, happy birthday... Chloe from upstairs got it me. He was in Bonty on Moyles before.
Right, but it's still like a DJ card with your face on.
I know. I don't know why we didn't have one of his. We're going to doctor it so we can put his face on.
Okay, good.
Thanks, so, Louis Smith, a.k.a. Lou Bear.
Okay, good. So it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? And today we're playing National Anthem or Not.
What's Occurring?
So I've got some national anthems here, which, of course, are being played at the Olympics at the moment. But are they real ones or not? 10 Scott Mills points for every one you get right. Here's your first one. There are some bogus ones in here.
This one's definitely real. It's quite jolly. Sounds a little bit royal. It's got history. Why would someone make this not a national anthem?
What are you saying?
Real.
Chris?
I'm going to say real as well.
Both correct.
Yes.
That is the national anthem of...
Jamaica.
Switzerland.
Wrong, Portugal.
Oh.
But you still get 10 points.
Okay.
Because I didn't ask you for the country. Next.
Azerbaijan.
I've been there.
I know you have, you love it there.
Lovely carpets. Real national anthem or not?
I'm saying fake national anthem.
I'm not sure, because I've heard this before, and I can't... I'm going to say real. No? Brilliant, so I've got this wrong. What is this?
Oh. Isn't this the Archers?
Yes, it is the Archers. Well done, Chris.
Oh, good.
But if I told him it was the national anthem of Turkey, he would believe me.
Yeah. Well, this bit could be anything. Oh, but this...
Yeah. Okay, so another 10 points for Grimshaw. And now... This one.
I'm
real
saying
national anthem or not?
Not real national anthem. I think it sounds too modern.
Oh, this is a tune. No, I
it's
know.
It's not a tune.
It is a tune. If you're a football fan, that's, I know
oh,
where that's
sorry,
going.
Sorry, Chris.
Right. It's. I'm going to say it's not a national anthem.
And you think also not a national anthem.
Where do they play that again?
Champions League.
Champions League. That's the one in Europe, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the theme tune for the Champions League.
Yes. Tune.
This fills me with dread because this reminds me of being little when I was at home with my dad and I'd hear this noise and I'd be like, oh, God. Which means I can't watch telly for the next 90 minutes.
have to watch Corrie in the kitchen with my mum.
Yeah. Whereas that tune fills me
on
with
a smaller TV.
On the smaller TV.
Yes, I know.
I can't even see what Deirdre's doing there.
I know, you can't even see. She's like a speck.
Yeah.
Could be anyone.
Hate that telly in the kitchen.
I know, same. My mum's broke down.
It's literally like 9 inches. Oh, yeah,
my mum's got the same.
As big as my phone.
My mum's got the same. It broke down the other day. She's devastated.
And you have to sit on a stool and watch the telly.
I don't think you can get them that small anymore. She doesn't know what to do.
You can't get them that small.
She's like, oh, shall I get it repaired? It's like, no, just get a new one. Oh, they're not doing that small anymore. Right, okay. So, another 10 points each there for getting that right. What is this? National anthem or not?
Definite national anthem. Somewhere jolly and fun like Russia.
I'm going to go national anthem as well.
It's correct. It's somewhere jolly and fun like Mexico.
Oh,
that's not jolly and fun.
What about this one though? Real national anthem or not?
This is not real, is it? This is from Borat.
Yeah.
Correct. That was not.
We are cleaning up today.
That is not the national anthem of Kazakhstan. It is the joke one off of Borat. But that didn't stop it being played to celebrate the Kazakh victory at a top level shooting competition in March.
No way.
Oops, someone had a mix up when downloading it.
That's so bad.
Sample lyric, Kazakhstan, greatest country in the world, all other countries are by little girls. And what about this one? Sounds like the other one. Hope you're keeping a note. 10 Scott Mills points if you get these right at home. What are you saying?
I'm saying real. I think maybe somewhere pompous like France.
I'm thinking Italy.
Why?
But it's a bit like, oh, we're all right, aren't we?
What?
Check us out.
All tanned
Italy,
and nice shops.
Yeah. All tanned and nice shops.
Yeah. What are you talking about, France?
Well, France or Italy.
Not Northern France.
No.
You know my feelings on Northern France.
Let's go
to the boulangerie again. Oh, God.
He gets genuinely annoyed by Northern France.
Why don't we close every day at 12 o'clock? Lots of fun, wouldn't it?
I don't understand.
Why do you hate France?
Northern France.
Northern France.
Love France.
What about Paris?
No, don't get it. National anthem of Italy is the correct answer,
well
Chris.
Done.
Well done. And finally...
Florence. Oh, Chris stood up.
Who is that?
I always have to.
It's Florence.
Is it? No. Florence sounds great.
I know. Always. Faultless.
I'm saying that's true, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Yes,
yeah,
Nick.
Well, I was trying to think, was it a trick? Because why would you ask me that?
But who was singing it?
Oh, that woman off of Wales, Catherine Jenkins.
No.
I thought it sounded like Hyacinth Bouquet. You know, the...
was it the actual Queen?
It's not the Queen.
Singing her up.
Colin Maynard.
There she is. It's not Colin Maynard. Don't be ridiculous.
It's the JLS.
It's Leslie Garrett as Bradley Wiggins won the Tour of de France.
Leslie.
The Tour of France.
The Tour of France. Detour of France.
Is she the one on Birds of a Feather?
That's right. Same. No. So, yeah.
No. Who's that?
That's the neighbour who wears with black hair. Who wears leopard print?
Sarah of Burnsman Feather.
No.
Yes, it's Leslie Joseph.
Right.
That's right. So at the end of that, that was a lot of fun. You did really well there.
We did really
70,
well.
70 points for Nick and 60 points for Chris, I make it.
Yep. Agreed.
Nice. So Grimmy wins. Oh, what's occurring? Let me know how you did on 81199. That was Real National Anthem or not.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.